Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this week's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I want to thank you for listening today. Well, tomorrow we're going to come to the end of Paul's second missionary journey as we continue to trace that journey out through the book of Acts, and as we're following Paul along on all of his missionary journeys. Tomorrow we come to the end of the second missionary journey and the beginning of the third missionary journey. That's there in chapter 18 of Acts. And it really comes to sort of an abrupt ending there in verse 23. All in one verse, the second journey ends, and the third missionary journey of Paul begins right there in Acts 18, 23. And so we're going to look at the surrounding verses, the things that led up to the end of the second journey and the beginning of the third journey. And there's some great truth that emerges as the story of how the gospel went out to the world, beginning in Jerusalem and then Judea and Samaria, and now it's going out to the uttermost parts of the earth. There's some great truth that emerges in tomorrow's text. And it's where we see God's people and God's timing, how God works through his people at just the right time to accomplish his eternal purposes. Some of the people that are involved, of course, are Paul and Silas. Silas was the main person who traveled along with Paul on the second missionary journey. Timothy, they had picked up along the way. He was sort of the young understudy that was training under Paul, you might say, for future ministry, and he was actively involved in ministry even at that time. And then, of course, they met in Corinth. Paul met up with Aquila and Priscilla. We're going to talk about them in the message tomorrow. And then a new character comes into the story, historically accurate record that we're reading, but this man named Apollos, who was evidently a great orator, very eloquent, very intelligent person. And God begins to give him more training and to use him in great ways to multiply the ministry throughout the world. And we're going to also see that there were some other Christians who were involved, even from the city of Rome, most likely, that a lot of the things that happen here in these verses that we'll look at tomorrow, even in Rome, there was a group of believers who were active, and because of their activity and the way God that was using them there, they had an impact on Paul's ministry and on the ministry of Aquila and Priscilla and Apollos, and we'll see how that all fits together tomorrow. You know, God does have perfect timing in everything that he does. Sometimes he closes doors, sometimes he opens doors. We're going to see tomorrow in the text that a door that he had previously closed now comes wide open. He opens it wide open for ministry. And we just know that that's how God works. It's always with his people. He chooses to work through people. God could have chosen any way he wanted to get the gospel out. He could have written it across the sky, as you probably heard preachers say before. But that's not how he chose to get the gospel out into the world. He chose to use his people. We get to be a part of the great gospel endeavor. You know, I was talking this week to my youngest son, Michael, and after the events that took place in Texas this week, I was just sort of talking out loud and just thinking out loud in a sense. And what I said to him was that, you know, for someone my age, the finish line is in sight. I'm 63 years old this week, and I can see that my time here on earth is limited. When you reach this age, you begin to think a little more about those kinds of things. But I said what grieves me and what grieves our hearts, and of course we all shed many tears this week because of what happened there in Texas. But the thing that grieves me is to think about our children, our grandchildren having to face many more years to come in a culture that seems to be just deteriorating all around us. Almost on a daily basis, it gets worse, it seems. But Michael spoke up and in a sense, spoke the very words I needed to hear. He said, "No, Dad," he said, "it's really not like that." He said, "The ones who are born, who are God's children now," he said, "they've come to this time. God has put them here for such a time as this." And I thought to myself, just as soon as he said it, you know, here's the younger teaching the older. And he was referring, of course, to those words of Mordecai when he spoke to Esther and sent these words to her. And he says, "Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And so I'm going to take for the title of the message tomorrow those words, "For such a time as this." And there's great encouragement, and the encouragement comes from understanding and remembering that God has redeemed us to himself, and he's brought us into the world and placed us where we are for such a time as this. And so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And, you know, I thought about how the Bible says about the birth of Jesus. It says, "When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." In the fullness of time, that means at just the right time, at the exact time that God had planned, Jesus came into the world to make a way of salvation for all who would believe. I can't help but think about today that there may be someone listening, and I'd ask you this question: could this be your time? Could this be the day? Could this be the time of salvation in your life? Have you come to the fullness of time where you're ready to turn to Christ, turn from your sin in repentance, trust him, trust the work of Christ on the cross as the payment for the penalty of your sin so that God could forgive you? And you come to him in that way and you receive the salvation that God has planned for you. Could this be your time, your day, to come to Jesus Christ? I sure hope and pray so. If you don't know him in these days in which we live, you need to turn to him today so that you can be prepared for whatever future you have left on this earth, but also for eternity, and that's far more important. Well, I hope you'll be there tomorrow. I know it's a holiday weekend. So easy to get distracted on these holiday weekends and get involved in other things, but take time out of the busyness of an event-filled weekend, perhaps, to worship the Lord. It'll change the whole character of the weekend for you. It'll make it better, and you'll be glad you did. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church and you live anywhere within driving distance of Grand Bay, I want to invite you to come be with us. You'd certainly be welcome by our people, and we'd be just so delighted to see you in our service. If you'd like to learn more about Grace Baptist Church, about where we meet, when we meet, or what we believe, you can find all of that and more on this sermon audio site, right where you're listening right now. Just look elsewhere on this landing page and you'll find that information. Or you can go to our website. Our church website is gracegrandbay.com. gracegrandbay.com. Well, again, thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Remember to take time sometime today to pray for the worship service tomorrow. And if you haven't already done so, resolve in your heart now that you're going to meet with us tomorrow to worship the Lord on his day. Hopefully you've already settled that in your heart, and you're going to be faithful to God on his day every week unless you have something that really prevents it. I hope it's a settled matter in your heart. Also, please take a moment to share the link to this podcast and invite someone you know, maybe a friend or an acquaintance or a neighbor, to come with you to church tomorrow. It could be life-changing and, more importantly, eternity-changing for them. Well, that's all for now. Lord willing, I'll be back here next week for another edition of Let's Open God's Word.